You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027. This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027 in Johannesburg and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town.
Time for the real economy with Kobe Lekranji of Rexalom Invest. Good evening, Kobe. It's all about debt everywhere you look around the world. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you, Mike. And I hope the same on your side as well. And you're quite right. If you look right across world economies, the question isn't how fast economies can grow, but it's how much money can be printed in order to ensure that economies survive. So everything is about survival today. It's no longer about growth. And then the question is, when can economies start functioning again at something that resembles anything that is normal, certainly not at the level that they were previously, but something that looks normal. And you have within that, you have central banks that are prepared to print an umpteen amount of money within that system. And obviously, one of the places that people are searching for yield today is the corporate debt market.
And this happens in an environment where profits are plunging. Companies are rapidly drawing down on their existing lines of credit. We see downgrades of debt. We're seeing defaults accelerating. Yet this enthusiasm for corporate debt, it's complacency, surely.
Well, you know, Mike, you're quite right. There is this open checkbook mentality, especially in the United States at the moment. We're seeing it in some form or fashion also at the ECB, where they prepare to write checks in order to save the system regardless. Certainly, if one looks at the corporate debt markets in the United States, the alternatives that you have for yield today are no longer government debt. So if you bought 10-year and 5-year government bonds in America, you're going to get very little for your money. If you left it in the bank, as far as an interest rate is concerned, your policy rate is anywhere between 0% and 25 basis points. So people are now searching for yield. And if you're a retired individual and you are looking for yield, what do you do? Well, one of the places you could potentially go is the corporate debt market. And the corporate debt market are basically companies that are providing individuals with bonds that pay a level of interest. And that interest rate pre-crisis, or shall I say the spread that you've got in these bonds pre-crisis, was running at about 3.5%, 3.6%, and today those spreads are running at 7.4%. That means that over and above what you could earn in U.S. Treasuries, you're earning 7.4% in these type of instruments. That's quite a lot of yield that you're getting. And obviously the hope is that as companies fall over, if the Federal Reserve will continue to bail out those companies, and as they bail out those companies, they will be given the opportunity to honor their debt obligations. The question is, what happens if they don't?
Well, exactly. And we've seen the Fed soaking up more than two-thirds of most long-dated Treasury issuance of late. That's pushing yields lower amid this unprecedented U.S. Debt sale. Are investors underestimating the breadth of risk and the power and willingness of the Fed to offer this carte blanche support?
Well, I think there's a heightened state of what we call unknown unknowns. There are so many things that can go horribly wrong in markets and, quite frankly, can come from left field that nobody is quite certain why those things are occurring. Yes, it's true that through quantitative easing, the Federal Reserve and other central banks across the world will come and ride to save markets, but it might be a very, very bumpy ride. And in the hope that this will happen, you can see how equity markets have almost, and in this case, the S&P 500, which is the one I'm talking about, you can almost see how it has almost detached itself from reality and from the actual economic pain that is being extrapolated and shown to you in the economic indicators that are coming out. I always say to investors that when you see these economic indicators in the United States, the only way to make sense of them is not to go back 10 or 20 or 30 or 40 years or even 50 years. you've got to go back sometimes 80, 90 years to find numbers that are comparable to the numbers that are being written. And unfortunately, economies like that don't just bounce back. They take a very long time to come back. The question is, when do markets start realizing this?
And that is the big question we're going to leave listeners and investors with tonight. Kobi Lekhranji, co-founder of Rexalom Invest, with some zombie debt out there, and that'll be a severe blow to the Fed's credibility. And one wonders how big the political backlash will be if they continue piling debt on top of bad debt, and inequality in the US only gets worse.